First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Sure appreciate it.
Well, it is a milestone. I know that just from a standpoint of being thankful, I mean, your family's always been that way. You've been that way personally. But being at this point, when you kind of look at the broad scope of things, what are you thankful for?
Well, I have so much to be thankful for. I really, truly feel blessed. I have an amazing family, three terrific children, a loving wife. Love getting to spend time with my mother. She and I had a great time out at the Super Bowl this year like we do every year. So I have many, many blessings.
Your whole life has been with this franchise ever since you were born 50 years ago. The appreciation for the history of the franchise, and how much of a fabric is that of what you do?
Well, one of the great things about the Kansas City Chiefs is the incredible legacy that they have. And it really is a credit to my father. You just go back to the late 50s when he was trying to get an NFL franchise then for the city of Dallas. And he wasn't able to do it and eventually ended up starting the AFL so that he could have a team. And that team moved to Kansas City in 1963, just a couple of years before I was born. I really do feel like I've grown up with it. It's something that's just been truly a blessing for me.
When you get a chance to be alone, take a breath, which doesn't happen very often, I know, and you start to let your mind wander to some specific fond memories, where does it go?
It goes back to playing catch or kicking a football with my dad, which he was always great about that, but when we were in Kansas City for games, we would go down on the field either the night before or the morning of the game and punt a football back and forth, kick a football. Sometimes he'd have Jan Stenerud out there giving me pointers, you know, which I look back now, I'm like, wow, what fun that was. And then I think about working at the Chiefs training camp as a ball boy in the 1980s and the relationship that I was able to build with players like Daron Cherry. It was just great to be around the coaches and the players and to get to see how that aspect of the business worked, but also build relationships with guys that I'm still lucky enough to call friends today.
The league as a whole, where you see it in 2015, where it is and where is it going?
Well, the NFL's been through a period of tremendous growth. Even my dad, as great a visionary as he was, I don't think he could have predicted where the league would grow to today. We're now playing games overseas. The Chiefs will have that opportunity this fall when we go to London to play Detroit. And I think that just shows the league is growing, and I think international is one of the key areas. Clearly, if you look at this Super Bowl that was watched by almost 115 million Americans, there's a lot of focus on the league, and I know he'd be very proud of it.
How about those Chiefs?
Your passion resonates with the entire kingdom. You're the kingdom's biggest fan, and yet you've got to lead the franchise. So when I ask you, balancing that with the traits that you need to be a leader for this organization.
Well, sometimes it's hard to separate being a fan from my responsibility as being a leader. Because at the end of the day, that's what I am. I'm a fan. But I do have a responsibility. And as a family, we want the Chiefs to be a leader really in all areas. Of course, the most important one is on the field, where we want to win a championship, bring another Lombardi Trophy back to Kansas City. But I want us to be the model franchise. I want us to be the franchise that other teams come and visit because they want to see how you do it right. I want to be the NFL franchise that does the most to give back to the community. We've had such a terrific partnership with the city of Kansas City in the time that we've been here, and it is so important for us to say thank you and to give back.
The first week of January of 2013, that's when you hired Andy Reid as head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Now 2 years into that plus, going into a third season, where are you with Andy Reid and the leadership team that you've got with he and John Dorsey?
The National Football League is a people business. When you run an NFL franchise, it's about having the best people, the best leadership. And I think we're truly blessed to have the two of them running our football operation. Andy's an incredible coach. John is fantastic on the personnel side. But really, the chemistry they have and the way they work together, the common vision they have for what we're trying to build on the football side, is truly special. I really feel that we're in a position with our leadership team to get better each year. And I felt really excited back in January of 2013, but I can tell you today, here 2 years later, that I'm even more excited to have both of them with the franchise.
Once again, happy birthday and enjoy the milestone.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
65 toss power trap.